because it's time for Zeke's alternate art homework.
Howdy.
Howdy.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to do this sort of tour of the sculpture garden that the Musée des Beaux-Arts has. Well, amidst and between and around all that construction that's happening on Du Musée and Sherbrooke. And yeah, last week I talked about Barbara Hepworth and got completely discombobulated because suddenly I had to talk to myself as opposed to talking to you. And it's much easier talking to you.
I was still listening.
I realize that, but it's difficult.
It's kind of difficult when I was trying to handle technical
Although now, given that I didn't know that if I was going to be talking to you or if I was going to be talking to myself, I am prepared to do it with my eyes closed.
Woohoo! Uh-huh.
There is this sculpture by Jean-Paul Riopel called Ubu Pel, owl shovel, as a literal translation, which works way better in French, Ubu Pel. And one of the reasons why it's called Ubu Pel is this sort of thing where Jean-Paul sort of identified entirely, 100% and immensely with owls. And he was one of these sort of like wild boys of nature at various points in his life, and his hair was all over the place. I'm going to have to go check out some photographs because I've heard that there is an owl that is native to Quebec, which is the short-eared owl, and apparently their ears or the tufts of feathers or stuff like that that they have at the side of their heads look like human ears. And so I'm going to have to go check out pictures of Jean-Paul Riopel's ears and the owls and see if there's any sort of similarity. But anyhow, there's also a sort of combination of the sort of thing when he was a child. His father was a rather fancy-dancy architect. And back in the beginning of the, what would it be, the 20th century, he was somewhere around like 1920 or something like that. Jean-Paul's father brought him to meet this guy, Gray Owl. And Gray Owl was one of the first naturalists. He was the sort of thing where he just was trying to save the environment and say that we gotta stop destroying nature. And one of the problems that he had was that he was also pretending to be, I think it was a Mohawk, but he was actually British. And so people sort of got pissed off that he was faking stuff, and so they stopped believing him. But it's the sort of thing where at the time he was a rather significant and rather influential sort of person. And my guess is that this meeting, I think Riopel was probably about 10 or something like that, was fairly influential because even in his obituary, they mention it, that he met Gray Owl. And I'm saying, so Gray Owl, maybe the owl sort of thing, and you sort of then go off on a tangent. But the other sort of thing that I found interesting about this, and you notice how I'm just dancing around. I haven't even mentioned how tall it is, where it is, what color it is, or what it's made out of, or anything like that.
Can we mention that?
Eventually. But there's also, you've heard of Charles Baudelaire? Yeah, I'm assuming that everybody knows who Jean-Paul Riopel is. It's like he's well-known in these parts. I don't have to go and tell you, like, he was born in 1923 or that he died in 2002 and that he signed the Refus Global or anything like that. It's sort of just a known fact. But there's this guy, Charles Baudelaire, very, very famous French poet, who wrote a poem called Les Hiboux. And hold on, I'm going to do one of my favorite things, which is reading poetry on the radio.
However, in French?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm excited.
And I also have the English translation. So in case I screw it up. Les hiboux. Sous les ifs noirs qui les abritent, les hiboux se tiennent rangés, ainsi que des dieux étrangers dardant leur œil rouge, ils méditent. Sans remuer, ils se tiendront jusqu'à l'heure mélancolique où, poussant le soleil oblique, les ténèbres s'établiront. Leur attitude aux sages enseigne qu'il faut en ce monde qui craigne le tumulte et le mouvement. L'homme ivre d'une ombre qui passe porte toujours le châtiment d'avoir voulu changer de place. And since I had difficulty, even though I was reading it in front of me, I have the translation done by Edna St. Vincent Millay, who herself was a pretty kick-ass poet. So she translated the whole Fleur de Mal and called Flowers of Evil. And this is her translation. The owls that roost in the black yew, along one limb in solemn state, and with a red eye look you through, are eastern gods, they meditate. No feather stirs on them, not one, until that melancholy hour when night, supplanting the weak sun, resumes her interrupted power. Their attitude instructs the wise to shun all action, all surprise. Suppose there passed a lovely face, who even longs to follow it must feel forever the disgrace of having all but moved a bit. Cool, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I understand the English way better than the French, but the French sort of reminds me more of Riopelle than the English one does. And, so it's to get in because
I was thinking of Fleur de Mal. I always thought it was flowers of hurt or of pain rather than evil.
Evil
seems to be so...
nasty.
Extreme.
Uh-huh. Take it up with...
But anyway...
Take it up with the Edna.
But can I learn more about the statue?
Yeah,
the sculpture
easiest way to learn about it is to basically stand in front of it and go touch it and feel it and look it and fondle it. And you can, yeah, get strange looks and stuff like that from the construction guys. It's on Du Musée. It's in front of the Stuart Pavilion, which is the third time that the museum has gotten larger. And now they're working on the fifth time. It's around 3430, I think, would be the address. It's about 50 feet, 50 yards, I don't know, it's 50 meters, something like that, 50 something or others above Sherbrooke. You got to go to the other side of the construction site. It's a sculpture that is made out of bronze. It was done in an edition of four. It was made in 1970. It's the sort of thing where, you know, La Jute, the fountain that spouts fire down in Place Jean-Paul Riopelle, where it's like all
spits
the...
Spits out fire?
Yeah, it spits out. It's a...
Really?
It's
we
a
have that?
It's a wicked cool fountain that spits out fire.
Where have I been? I need to check this out.
I'll bring you down. It's right next to the pink forest in the Palais du Congrès.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. However, the pink forest is absolutely horrible. It's disgusting. They shouldn't have spent a red cent on the pink forest.
What can you do?
But yeah, and it's the reason I bring up La Jute is because the Riopelle is very similar and was done as sort of one of the things that sort of made him go to La Jute, because La Jute is made up of very, very similar figures, ideas, and concepts. And we got Amy Goodman, or do I have more time for more stuff about...
I really want to hear more about the...
Well, then put on Amy Goodman, and we'll just shut out all the listeners.
Oh, no. Okay, so we'll talk about this, I guess, maybe after Democracy Now! Headlines.
No, during Democracy Now! Headlines.
Well, either way. Thank you, Zeke.
No problem.
That.
Thank you very much.
Well, let's tune in to Amy Goodman with the Democracy Now! Headlines, which should be coming on soon enough through a live feed. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Monday Morning After Show on CKUT 90.3 FM.